Okay, today is Daf Ayin Vav. We're on Ayin Vav. We're on the 5th line from the top. Where today's shiur is sponsored by the Klein family. Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ben Rav Peretz, Shemesh Evan Aliyah. Shal Talmidim v'Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, B'pnei ma lo yared lehem li Yisrael mon hamachas b'shana? Why did the mon fall once a year? Why every day? Why not once a year? So most people know the first answer, which is the Musar answer. There are two other answers, but here we go. I'll tell you a mashal. L'melech pasav adam. You have a king. Sheyesh lo ben echad. He has a son. So pasak lo mezonos apam achas b'shana. He gave him a check once a year. V'lo hayu makabel p'nei avivel apam achas b'shana. So the boy showed up once a year for his check. Amaru pasak mezonos b'chol yom. And then he gave him a check every day. V'lo makabel p'nav aviv kol yom. So the son had to come every day. Af Yisrael. Mi sheyesh lo arba v'chamisha banim. A man has 4 or 5 sons. I don't know why he says it like this. A man has 4 or 5 sons. How you doing, v'omer? Shemal yared mon l'machar. Maybe the mon won't fall tomorrow. Just because it fell today, and for the past 35 years, who said it's going to fall tomorrow? V'nimtu kulan meisim barav. Everyone's going to, well, the kids are going to, they're not going to make it. Nimtu kulan mechavnen es liben laviyim shabash shemayim. Therefore, they would daven every day. I don't know. I don't know why he sticks that in 4 or 5 sons. I don't know. That's
why,
the most.
Why? Because if you have children, if you yourself, it could be bad.
Right, the children.
Children. Right.
You more. It's more serious. You have more. More responsibilities. 100%. So that's a famous mussar, right? Every day, so that you should be required to daven every day. Okay. Daver acher, another pshat. This is not so well known. So they could eat it when it was warm. What, do you want to eat the mon that fell 11 months ago? It's pretty stale. Why couldn't it be an eighth of chum all the time? I don't know. And number 3, Davaracher, Ibnei Masar Haderach. If they schlepped this with them wherever they went for a year, every year they have to schlep the mon with them. That's not so good. Or have to schlep it. Just let it fall every day.
Probably that's not a bad answer.
It's not a bad answer. Or schlep it around wherever they go, a year's worth every day. It's a bit, every time they move, that's a big schlep. Ukvahayir Abtarfon Rabbi Shmuel of Zakenim Yoshim Ba'otskin Parshas Haman. There was once already the Abtarfon, Rabbi Shmuel, and the elders were talking about the Parshas Haman. Vahayir Rabbi Elazar Hamadoi Yoshev Benehem. And Rabbi Elazar Hamadoi was sitting also with them. Nana Rabbi Elazar Hamadoi Va'amar. Rabbi Elazar Hamadoi says like this. It's very difficult. I don't know why he had to say this. Mon Sheyere Lehem Yisrael. The mon that fell, Hayu Shishim Gavoa Shishim Amas. It was 60 Amas tall. The man that fell was 60 amas tall. When it fell, it was 60 amas tall. Amalorim Tarfon, Madai. Admazat Magavi Devar Mamevi Olena. Well, how long are you going to say these crazy things? We're going to have a whole long thing now how he got to 60 amas from the marble. A whole long, crazy. So Amalorim, Rebbe, Mikra Nidorish. I'm darshaning Sukkim to get to 60. How? Here we go, a whole long thing. The pasuk says that the marble, the water, was 15 amos above the mountains. Which mountain? The tallest mountain? Or the smallest mountain? V'chi amos ba'emek? Was it 15 amos taller in the valley? Baharim? Or 15 amos taller than a mountain? V'chi maya shure kaimi? Can the water do that? Can the water, it can't be uniform. It can't be 15 amos over here and 15 amos over there. It's not the same height. Water can't do that, right? So what does that mean? It was 15 amos taller. Va'od teva hecha sagya. Where did teva go? That question means, because let's say it wasn't 15 amos taller in certain areas, so the teva would bump into the land. So what does that mean? So how does this work? Says Rabbi Elazar. I'll tell you how it works. Ella nikvu kol mayanos tahom rabba. The lower. The foundation, the fountains of the earth, whatever that means, opened up. Ad ashva maya bahadi turi, till it covered every mountain. That was not rainwater. That was from the underground, whatever, springs. It completely circled the globe with water over the highest mountain. Then, v'hadar, then, chamesh esri amu mumayla garvu hamayim. Then it rained 15 amos on top of that. Okay? Uniform. What's better? Midatova or midaparonius? What's better? Good or bad? So we know. Havi Omer, Midas Tovah, Midas Peronius. Good is better than bad. Why? Because Midas Peronius, who Omer, it says, Barubos Hashemayim Niftachu. It says, Arubos Hashemayim. What's Arubos? How many, what's that? Windows of the earth opened up, of the sky opened up. How many is that? Minimum is two. Two, right? Two windows gave 15 amos of water. So two equals 15. Midatovah hu omer. By Midatovah it says, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, about the mon. It's about the mon, this pasuk. Vayitzav shechakim mima'al, v'dalosai shamayim pasach. Vayamter alehem mon le'echol, u'dgan shamayim nosan lomo. So it says, dalsei shamayim, right? That means the mon came down in two doors. Kama arubos yesh bedeles. How many arubos are in a door? Arba. There are four of them. Arba, if there are four of them, hare kan shmona. So it's eight. Why is it eight? Because there are two of them. Nimta mon yarad lehem l'Yisrael gavah shishim amah. So what do you see? It was 60 amas. Why? Because if two of the mabul equals 15, so then eight equals 60.
What is
Arubah? Windows? Openings? Okay, that's a very long arichos to get to that point. Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Munch Yeri Lehem Yisrael, Hayim is Gaber Va'ola. It was great. It increased. Adjerowin also called Malchay Mizrach Umayrav. Every king saw it. Shenemar, like it says, Vatarokh Lefonai Shulchan Neged Soveroi. Right. This is a pasuk in Mizrach Davin, which we say by Shal Shulis. Right. Kosi Revoya Amar Abaya Shmamina Kosa De David La Alma De Asi. That the coast which David will drink in the future at that great Suda. The Gemara said that David HaMelech is going to one who's going to bench. Is Masan Ve'esrin V'chad Lug Amachzik. It's going to hold that cup 221 lug. Why? Shenamar Kosi Revoya. Revoya B'Gematria Hachi Havi. Revoya is the Gematria of 221. What this means, I have no clue. Halo Damya.
That's a big cup.
What? That's a lot of people are going to be at that Suda, right? Halo Damya. Hasan Ba'arbin Yomit. That's not, first of all, you can't even compare this. First of all, that was 40 days. This fell in one shot. Hatsam Lakulayama. The marble was the entire world. Hacha Yisrael Lakhude. Here it was only for the Jews. Vinafish Lahu Tvei. Right? It should have been, I think the question means it should be even more than 60 amos. Well, the Hamazai, Psicha, Psicha Gamar. It's a Xerishav of Psicha, Psicha. What does that mean? So Rashi says close to the bottom. Ma Psicha Haruba, Hamur Barubos, Mihamabel. Tesvav lebeis arubos. It was 15 for 2. Af psicha hamor ben dalasos hamon tesvav amalachol beis arubos. 15 for 2, which gets you 60. Okay? Okay. That ends all this fascinating agarata, and now we're back to planet Earth. Okay? Here we go. Aser ba'achila. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, right? Remember we were talking about Yom Kippur? So you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Right? Now, by the way, there are five things you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, right? Eating and drinking is considered one. My daughter is taking a test, so she tells me the five things you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. Tashmir Shemit was not on the list, and eating and drinking is two. So therefore, you got five. That's what she told me. Eating, drinking, taking a bath, anointing, and wearing leather. Those are the five. That's not true. Right? The fifth grader.
Did you correct her?
No, I didn't correct her. What am I going to tell her? I didn't correct her.
Fifth grader makes sense.
If a fifth grader, it's fine. I didn't have a complaint. I didn't have a complaint.
She
doesn't
need to learn the last
one.
If my daughter's learning a
plague,
forgive
her, and he can't learn Tashmir. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? Hani Chamisha Inuyim Kineged Me. What are the five Inuyim Kineged? It means, where is there a remez? Where did these five come from? How did these five? We're going to have now for the next 3 days a makar for each one of the Anuyim. How do you know that not wearing leather is considered an Inuy? Where does it say that? So the Chacham made it up? They did make it up in a sense, but they're going to be Rumazim to all five of them. So what is the connect? Why five? Where'd that come from? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Kineged Hei Inuyim Shebetorah. Because it says the word Inuy in reference to Yom Kippur, 5 times. It really says it 6 times. We'll get to the 6th one in a minute. What are the 5 times? Ba'asar. That's in Parshas Pinchas. Ach Ba'asar. Parshas Emor. Shabbos Shabbason. Parshas Emor. Shabbos Shabbason in Parshas Achrimos. And V'hoiso Lochem in Parshas Achrimos. Why are they backwards? Are they backwards order? Starting with Pinchas going to Achim. Are they backwards? Tosfos asks that question. Let's look at Tosfos. The second Tosfos on the page. Kachi Girsa, listen to this Tosfos. Kachi Girsa Barov Svarim. Right? That's how most of the Gemaras have it, this order. V'davar Temehi, it's a wonder. Ma'od, a big wonder. D'lo Maisi Luhu Keseder Shehem Ksuvim Batorah. It's not in the order of the Torah. Ella, rather, Lagamri, totally opposite Mamata Mamaila, Kamaisi Lahu. Right, it's in completely backwards order. Be'ezar Parshas Pinchas, Vach Be'ezar Shabbos Parshas Emor, Ella Kahanim Shabbos Shabbos, V'hoitza Lachem Be'achrimos, Ella Shevahoitza Lachem Ksim Beresha. The Achrimos should have been first. Why is it out of order? V'nira Leitz answers Tosfos, D'lahachi Maisa Be'asa Beresha. You know why Pinchas is first? Because if you remember from yesterday, that pasuk in Pinchas also says Malacha. Mishum demine, from that pasuk, nafkalon la'el, pirusho de inui ki de amr la'el. That's how we know that inui is what it is, meaning not allowed to eat. It's from that pasuk. Well, yesterday we had 3 reasons how you know inui means not to eat. The first one was because it said, kol malacha lo sasu, don't do malacha. What does malacha mean? Whatever it means, it goes hand in hand, just like malacha means that there's no distinctions. Right? You're never allowed to do malacha. So too, it has to mean something you're never allowed to do. Sitting in the shade, sitting in the sun, that's never usher. Right? Yachal yeshi b'chama v'tzina. Maybe you have to sit in the hot and the cold. V'yitztayer. You should be uncomfortable about it. Tamad lomar. Kol malacha lo sasu. Since that's the pasuk, Tosa says we put it first. Once we're ready putting it first, we might as well go in backwards order. Right? V'hainu dahu kra de ba'esar de kasev bei v'initzem esnach shosechem kol malacha lo sasu. Right, that's the pasuk that teaches us the whole idea. V'kivu de kasev lebasov kamaisi lekula v'mata lemala. Since we're already going backwards, might as well go backwards in total and go from Pinchas. Unbelievable answer. Listen to what Tosfos says next. V'yesh sefarim, there are some gemaras shegorsin to have a different girsa. What's their girsa? Shabbos Shabboson, right? Where am I? Yeah, 1 second. Shabbos Shabboson, and then I think you add Shabbos Shabboson again. Ach Ba'asar, Uba'asar V'Haitzel Lachem, right? Totally out of order. Says Tosfos, V'al Orsa Girsa, Ein Adam Yochol Itin Tam. That Girsa, no one can give a reason. That order, no one can give a reason for. Right? No one can give a reason for that. No one can give a reason for that, says Tosfos. Right? Interesting. Okay. Now we got the order down. Now, where am I? Now the Gemara says, Hani Chamisha Havi? Vanan Shita Tanan. But if you count up, there are really 6. Because they count the drinking as a separate one. So the Gemara answers, well, Shtiya Bechal Achilahi. Shtiya is included in eating. Now the Gemara is going to have a hold of, how do you know Shtiya is included in, how do you know the word that Shtiya means to eat? That the Gemara, let's look at the bottom tells us. Tamali, I have another question. The Bikroi Nami Ksivi Shita. It says a sixth time Inui. Where's that? Tre Ba'achrimos, 2 in Achrimos, V'shalosh Be'emor Elakahanim, V'chad Be'pinchas. What's the 6th one? The 6th one is that if anybody doesn't do Inui, I'm going to give them Karis. That's the 6th one. If you, the Torah says, so V'nirali, D'chi Kol Nefesh, Asher Lo, Se'uneh, anyone that doesn't do Inui, I will take care of, says Tosfos, lo kachashiv. That doesn't count. Why not? That's not a tzivui. Delo kachashiv el tzivuyin. Only ones that matter are the tzivuis. Do Inui, do Inui, do Inui, do Inui. It says it 5 times. Tanu ve'initem abelhai delo tzivuhu lo kachashiv. This is not a tzivui. This is a consequence. If you don't do Inui, you will get kares. Right? Okay. Now the Gemara is going to have a whole long discussion. How do you know that drinking is part of eating? Okay? The Amar Rish Lakish. You see where I am?
No.
Minay, what? Minayin l'shtia shehi bechlal achila. How do you know drinking is part of eating? How do you know? Right? Shenemar, like it says, v'achalta lefnei Hashem elokecha, and you should eat before Hashem, your God. Ma'aser degoncha, tiroshcha, v'yitarecha. Grain, wine, and oil. And it says, v'achalta. So what do you see? That drinking wine is called eating. Tirosh, what's tirosh? Chamrahu, it's wine. Vikari le v'achalta, and it's called eating. So Gemara says, Mimai, who said that's a raya? Delma da'achila idea nigron. Maybe the wine is part of a meal. You made it in some concoction, which is a food. Dama Rabbi Bar Shmuel, a nigron maya de silka. A nigron is the water of beets, meaning it's a meal. And a xigron maya de kulu shilki, and a xigron is some other thing that's cooked with vegetables. Ela amar avacha bar Yaakov mehacha. Another makar. What's the makar? It says, this is talking about Meiser Sheni, right? Meiser Sheni says, v'nasata ha-kesef, you redeem the money, you take the cash up to Yerushalayim, and you spend it there. What do you spend it on? V'nasata ha-kesef, v'chol shetai v'nafshecha, whatever you want. Ba-bakar, ba-tzon, ba-yayin, see on the list? Yayin's on the list. Yayin, shechar. Now, you want to tell me that the wine means with a meal? What about shechar? Shechar is beer. Shechar shtiyahu. Shechar is beer. The kari rachmana v'achalta. And the Torah says, eat it. What do you see? The drinking has a status of eating. Mimai, who said, dil mahachanami, da achla de nigron. Maybe it's also a nigron. Same thing, you made a meal out of it. Not drinking, you made a meal out of it. So the Gemara says, shechar kasav, midi de mishaker. It has to be something that can make you shikker. And a nigron doesn't do it. So it can't be right. Right? It can't be right. So the Gemara asks, Vidilma, maybe shekher here means devela ki'ilos. Maybe it means date, devela, what's date? A fig from ki'ilos. It's the name of a place. Ki'ilos, the name of a place. Why? Titania, achal devela ki'ilos. If you eat a fig from ki'ilos, if you eat such a fig, v'shasa, dvash, if you drink honey, v'chalav, or milk, v'nichnas l'mikdash, and you go to the Beis HaMikdash, chayev, you're chayev. What are you chayev for? You're chayev for the lav of yayin v'shechar al tesht, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean the actual beer. It could mean the date itself, because they used to make beer from dates, right? It could be the date itself, and then you're chayiv for getting drunk. So it doesn't have to mean liquid. That's the answer. That's the bottom line. It doesn't have to mean liquid at all. By the way, somebody asked, how could you get drunk from drinking milk? How could that happen? You drink milk, you're not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash? So believe it or not, there's an Achron here who says that Nishtano HaTeva, it's not the same kind of milk. Because it's not possible today to drink milk. You can't get drunk from milk. It doesn't happen. That's one answer he gives. Then another answer, who's this? What is that Achron here? This is Shemi Shimon. So others say it doesn't mean drunk. Like what Rashi says by Sisra. Right, the Yal gave him milk. What happened to when he gave him milk? It made him tired.
Right.
Once he's tired, goes to sleep, then she killed him. So that's what it could mean. It makes you drowsy. It doesn't have to make you drunk. But the isser is that isser of drunk, not isser of being tired. Right? What does that mean exactly? Right? But that's not an isser to go to the basement when you're tired. So isser like that. So that's what he says. The teva changed. Oh, there is a Rambam that says. In Rambam, he'll say that you're not allowed to, if someone drank date juice or drank milk and he's a little bit, you know, confused, he shouldn't paskin. That makes sense also. That has nothing to do with one of the Beit HaMikdash. So I have to figure out what that means exactly. Okay, anyway. So how do we know that drinking is included in the Isra of eating? It's a different action. Ella, yalef, shecher, shecher, mi nazir. It's learned that from a nazir. Ma lahalon yayin. Just like by the nazir, it means wine. Afkan yayin. It also means wine over here. And as Rashi says on the top, ubiyayin, ein shechros, ella bishtiaso. You can't get drunk from wine unless you drink it. Not if you make it part of a meal. So if you want to tell me the wine meant that you made it into a salad somehow, with some other stuff, can't be. Has to be something that gets you drunk, and the only way that's going to happen is if you drink it. Therefore, it means drinking.
No
jello jugs.
No jello
jugs. Right. Right. Now the Gemara asks another question. The Tirosh Chamru, does Tirosh even mean wine? Vatanya, we have a bride that says like this. Hanoder mina Tirosh. If someone says, I'm not going to drink Tirosh. Aser b'chol mina metika. He can't have any candy. No candy. Umutar b'yayin. But you're allowed to have wine. How could that be? And now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mina metika. Sweet things. That's a brisa that if someone makes a neder, I'm not going to eat Tirosh. He can't have any candy. Can he have wine? 100% he can have wine. He didn't say wine. He said Tirosh. So what do you see? Tirosh doesn't even mean wine. Now, Tirosh is mentioned in the Torah. Right? We said it means wine. Now the Gemara says, V'lav chamru, doesn't mean wine? Of course it means wine. V'ataavaksiv, v'tirosh yinove besulos. Right? V'tirosh means wine, right? So the Gemara says, no, it means davar habamina tirosh yinove besulos. Something which comes from Tirosh. Right? Another one. V'aksiv v'tirosh yakabiyach yifrotsu. Another pasuk, that Tirosh means wine. No, davar habamina Tirosh yakabiyach yifrotsu. Something which comes from Tirosh. Okay. V'aksiv, it says, Znus v'yayin v'tirosh yikach lev. It says, Znus, yayin, Tirosh. It has to mean wine there. Gemara says, you're right. El dekuli alma Tirosh chamruhu. Really, it means wine. U'b'nedarim ho'lachach ha'loshim b'nei adam. When it comes to nedarim, you follow what a person normally says. When a person said Tirosh, who calls wine Tirosh? Nobody. Nobody does that. Nobody calls wine Tirosh. That's not how we talk. We say wine. Nobody calls it Tirosh. So when he said Tirosh, he must not mean wine. Because if he wanted to make an edit for wine, he would have said yay. So what did he mean? He meant candy. Okay. Now, v'amai kari le yayin, v'amai kari le Tirosh. So I had the two words for the same thing. So yayin, shemevi yalala la'olam. Yayin only brings woe and pain to the world. Rashi says, al yedei hayayin rav haniyuf. Through wine, there's a lot of adultery. Uperanos bol olam, that's only sadness. V'yayin lashon ta'aniyah v'yalala. It comes in the word to wail. Right? I don't know how to reconcile this. There's a Gemara that says that wine was created for avelim. The whole reason why you have wine is for avelim should have some menucha. Like you give them wine, they don't really feel the pain. Right? You give them wine. I don't know how do you make this fit. Which one is it? An oval's allowed to drink wine. Owning's not allowed to drink wine. Right? So I don't know how you make that. How you make that fit? Okay. And Tirosh, what does Tirosh mean? Tirosh means shekal hamizgarebo, right? Anybody that chases after it and fulfills his tithe before it, naaseh rush. He ends up coming poor. There's no good comes out of this. Rav Kahana Rami. Rav Kahana brought a stira. Ksiv Tirosh. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara here. The pasuk is that Tirosh, Ksiv, it says Tirosh without a vav, the Karinon Tirosh, and we read it with a vav. Right? Tirosh me, right? So, I'm not sure what that means. So, here's what the Siach Yitzchak explains. There are five places in the Torah with the word Tirosh. There are five times in the Torah it says the word Tirosh. In Bereshis, Verov, Dagon, V'Tirosh. Then again in Bereshis, V'Dagon, V'Tirosh, Samachtiv. Both of them don't have a Vav. Then it says in Bamidbar, V'chol Chela, V'Tirosh, V'Dagon, with a Vav. Asher lo yashe l'cha Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, with a Vav. And the last one in Dvarim, Al Eretz, Dagon, V'Tirosh, with a Vav. Second three wishes with a Vav and two without. That's what he means to ask. How come three with a Vav and two without? Okay. Zacha nasa rosh. If you're zocha, if you use it wisely, you become a rosh with a vav, meaning it's a male, you become a head, you become a big shot. Lo zacha, not a rush. And if not, you become poor. Rava, Rami, Rava, Rava, Vahamdama, Rava, Rami, Rava, Rava, Rami, Ksiv. Now, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is in Tehillim. It says, V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. You could read it with a shin, Yishamach, right? Which is a lashon of destruction. But we don't do that. We read it, V'karina Yisamach, with a sin, which means happiness. What does that mean? This is what Rashi says it means. You can read it with a shin, which means destruction. Well, how come we never said that before? The whole Shas. Anytime it says a pasuk with a sin, well, you can read it with a shin. Because it's on the kudos. Kind of, I don't know what this means. Anyway, Zacha Mishamcho. Zacha Mishamcho. If you're Zacha, it could bring you joy. Lo Zacha Mishamcho. And if not, it could be your downfall. Vahadu Amar Rava. Rava used to say, Chamra, wine, Verechani, and Besamim. Pitchin made my heart wise, made me smart. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Rechitza v'sicha manal dikwi inui. Okay, so we're done with eating and drinking. Eating and drinking is inui, done. Now, what about washing and anointing? How do you know that's called inui? How do you know? Dechsiv, it says, lechem chamudos lo achalti. Daniel says about himself. Lechem chamudos. What does chamudos mean? It means good. Lechem chamudos lo achalti. I didn't eat good bread. Ubasar v'yayin lo bo lp. I didn't eat wine or meat. V'sach lo sachti. And I didn't anoint myself. He was this is talking about what was he doing over here? That he was taking upon himself like all these fastings because Koresh said he's going to be mevatel the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So because of that, he took all this upon himself. He didn't eat. He v'sach lo sachti, and I didn't anoint myself. Right? My lechem chamudos lo achalti. What does that mean? Lechem chamudos, I didn't eat. It means Amar of Yehuda, bridge of Shmuel Bar Shilas, afilu nahama dechiti. Even bread of wheat, the kaisa, that's ground up, lo achal, I didn't eat. Right? So what does that mean? Afilu? So they explain, even though I didn't take a tainus, that I didn't eat. Even that I didn't eat. Umanallah and the chashiv ki inui. Now, how do you know that's inui? Fine, it says he didn't anoint himself. Sach lo sachti. How do you know that's inui? The chsiv it says over there in Daniel, the Yomar Eli, and he said to me, who said? The Malach Gavriel said to me, Al tira Daniel, don't worry. Right, the word inui. From the day that you decided to do inui to yourself, nishru divarecha, vani basi divarecha, here I am to talk to you. Right? Good? So what do you see? Black and white. Tzach lo tzachti is inui. Ashke chon tzicha. That only makes sense for tzif, for tzicha. Ritzicha menolan, what about ritzicha? Not Ritzicha. Rechita. Rechita. No, I'll do that at any time. Rechita Menolan. How do you know? Well, what about wash, taking a bath? Doesn't say that. So Amar of Zutra, Breder of Tuvia, Amar Krod says, where's this Pasuk? It says, this is a Pasuk in Tehillim. Vatavo Kamayim Bekirbo, V'Kishemen Ba'atzmosav. Mayim went inside me, like Shemen in my bones. What does that mean? That it's a klala on a rasha, just like water is absorbed in your body through washing, right? And just like oil is absorbed in your body by anointing, right? So what is the pasuk doing? It's comparing rechitza and sicha, right? Just like sicha is a problem, is an inui, so too washing, taking a bath. The Ema Kishtia. Oh, maybe that pasuk meant drinking water. Who said that pasuk had to do with taking a bath? It means drinking water. So the Gemara says, well, dumi the shemen. Ma shemen meba avroi, ach ma yemi avroi. Just like the shemen doesn't, you can't drink oil, it's only to anoint. So too, the water must be on the outside, meaning taking a bath. Now the Gemara asks a very good question. V'atana ipcha kanasivle. But we learned the exact opposite from the same pasuk in Masechta Shabbos. Ditnan, we learned over there, Menayin L'Sicha Shehu Kishtiya. How do you know anointing is like drinking? Like just like you're not allowed to drink, let's say, right? Menayin L'Sicha Shehu Kishtiya. Menayin L'Sicha Shehu Kishtiya B'Yom HaKippurim. How do you know, just like you're not allowed to drink water on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to anoint yourself on Yom Kippur, how do you know that? And the Gemara says, Af al pi shein raya l'davar, we don't have a foolproof raya for that, zecha l'davar, shenemar, v'tavu kamaya b'kippur, k'shem v'katz mosach. Just like, I'm not allowed to drink, I'm not allowed to anoint. It's the exact opposite of what the Gemara here says. It's the exact opposite, right? So the Gemara answers, Ella, Amar of Ashi, Rechite gufei dekra shmiyalei. The pasuk itself, by Daniel, implies washing, taking a bath. Why? Dechsiv v'sach lo sachti. What does it mean, v'sach lo sachti? Why does Daniel just say lo sachti? What's v'sach lo sachti? Says Rashi. The Rashi is like the third to last Rashi. The Daniel de gabi sicha naftalon. Mi ribui delishna. It says it twice. V'sach lo sachti. Matzil lemichtav lo sachti. He shouldn't just say v'lo sachti. What's v'sach lo sachti? It's a double, what kind of double lashon is that? It comes to include washing. So from both psukim, you know it. Okay. Now we can learn some for a few minutes. Now we'll just try to finish it off. Wild psukim here. Ma'ev ani basi divarecha. What did he mean when the Malach said to Daniel, "Here I am to talk to you"? Ha'inu dichtiv. There's something going on over here that Gavriel was behind the pargod, behind this partition with Hashem, and now they let him in, and now he says, now I can come talk to you. Before I couldn't come talk to you because I was not allowed in. Now I'm allowed in. This happened once before. Ha'inu dichtiv. It says by Yechezkel, v'shivim ish miziknei beis Yisrael, v'yaz nahu ben shafan omed besocham, omdim lefneihem, v'ish miktarto biyado, v'asar anan haketores ola. Okay, it's some vision. And now let's continue. V'yishlach tavnis yad, v'yikocheni b'tzitzis roshi. Tzitzis here means hair. V'tisa, that's how you know that tzitzis are strings. Vatisa osi ruach bein haaretz bein hashemayim, vatave osi Yerushalayim, b'maros elokim, el pesach shar penimis, hapona tzifona, asher sham moshav tzemel hakina ha-makna. Okay? You know what? Let's stop here. We're right in the middle of a story here. It's all these psukim. It's going to get to some terrible thing that Bnei Israel did. Terrible thing, if you take it literally. But it's like right in the middle. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. This is Censored Gemara tomorrow.
What?
Censored Gemara tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, everybody gets excited about that.
What are you saying?
Censored.
Censored Gemara. Oh. Not sure when it was censored, but it's in this dot. No, there's a bracket. The whole thing was censored once upon a time. Interesting. Whenever it gets censored, like, people are all excited. Oh. There's nothing in there about Christianity, though, so I'm not sure why it was censored. What? I know, it says over here that it brings down that this Gemara was censored. The Ein Yaakov says. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Where are we up to? 7. All right.